Are we in Northern Ireland hooked on the car? Is our next debate. A review has found that a big push to encourage us onto buses and trains has had very limited success. And we covered this story a couple of weeks ago. But have a listen to this. A massive £1.1 billion has been spent on public transport here over 10 years. But a new report, and here's the twist, a new report says the investment has not brought a significant increase in public transport use. The study by the watchdog, says we remain wedded to the car. The planner Arthur Atchison is with us. The commentator Geoffrey Peel with us as well. Good morning to you, Arthur. Good morning to you, Geoffrey.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So total bus and passenger journeys, I'm reading from this report, between 2002-03 and 2013-14 increased by 1.5%, Arthur, after we've spent £1.1 billion on it. £1.1 billion gets us a 1.5% increase.
Yeah, there are interesting numbers in here, Stephen. I'm very pleased to have read the report. First of all, in Northern Ireland, if you look at figure four, Northern Ireland spends approximately £90 per head per year on public transport. England and Wales, £155 per head per year. Scotland, £220 per head per year on the public transport side of things. If you look at the next diagram, Northern Ireland spends nearly double the amount per year on roads that England spends. So our roads expenditure is twice, and our public transport expenditure is roughly half in Northern Ireland. Now, that shows you where things have been going.
Geoffrey?
Well, it would be going that way because we have a tiny population, quite sparsely populated. A relatively small number of people are scattered across quite widely dispersed rural areas. There's a limit to what you can do in terms of public transport when you don't have enough people who are sparsely distributed. There is a major bottleneck, of course, namely that of getting in and out of Belfast during rush hour. And frankly, that has been underinvested, not in terms of necessarily infrastructure either, but just in terms of intelligence and creativity. And it's a really dismal experience as well. You know, nobody in their right mind would want to use public transport. It is significantly better, particularly the trains, compared to how it used to be. The new rolling stock is good. But, you know, we have a single monopolistic provider of transport services, very little creativity, very inefficient, too much use of staff and not enough use of computers
and intelligence. I'm reading here, Arthur, from this Northern Ireland Office Audit Office, the Northern Ireland Audit Office report. And the statistics show, for example, that morning peak hour bus speeds on Belfast arterial routes are getting slower. They're looking better.
Yes.
They're getting slower.
And look, what they're very interested in is getting people to move from the car into the bus or train for some journeys. Now, if you look at the figures, they're telling us that there was an 86% increase in passenger numbers that were using concessionary-free travel. Now, that shows me immediately that that is an area where if you want people to move, you've got to make it worth their while cost-wise. You can't do it in convenience terms. You can't do it in comfort terms, particularly on a wet day.
Of course you can.
You certainly can do it in cost terms.
Of course you can. You know, if you look at London, for example, frankly, the tube is hardly an enjoyable experience, but it's easy to use. It's hop on, hop off. London Underground has thought...
Those tubes out to your dispersed rural communities.
Can I just make the point? We're talking here, though, about where we have most congested traffic, namely in Belfast. The fact is, in London, a much bigger city, vast volumes of traffic and passenger use, they have actually thought about how they make the system much, much easier to use. For example, contactless payment. Why do we not have wall-to-wall contactless payment for all public transport provision? The Oyster card was a revolution in terms of the use of the tube. We do have a very limited implementation of smart cards. But now London Underground has introduced contactless payment.
Yeah, but think
of things where you can hop on and hop off very, very easily. You don't have to think about it. And also you know when the next bus is coming using apps, etc. You know, all of these things could be implemented with relatively little expenditure, but we have a big monopolistic state-run provider that just doesn't think about how to do things better. We need much more private sector involvement, much more innovation, much more thinking about how to do things better.
Think of other cities, though, where, you know, most other cities you'll go to, there'll be a tram system, there will be a public transport system that would blow Belfast out of the water, Arthur.
Yeah, well, you have to look at the flexibility to try. I agree with your speaker there that actually creativity is a word that doesn't exist in the Northern Ireland Audit Office report. Interestingly, nor does poverty, nor does social exclusion, and nor does the business of inclusivity for people. So there's a whole lot of stuff there that's in the programme for government that I find a bit wanting in this report.
But you just said earlier that the increase in use was largely by people who weren't paying. So obviously it is reaching people who cannot afford to pay.
Exactly that, but those are only people over...
But you just contradicted yourself fundamentally.
What about all the people who can't afford to get to work because it means four buses and they can't actually afford four bus fares in a day? It would take the amount that they earn down to a point where it's not worth working.
Well, of course, we do have to look at where people do get free service and could well afford to pay. You know, I do think we need to look at...
If you look at the numbers that say London, England spends twice as much on public transport as Northern Ireland does and half as much on roads.
Yeah, but if you look at the cost base of TransLink...
Actually, what you need to do is you need to change those things, and the report does acknowledge that. The report says the funding streams need to move within a single government department, which is control over all transport, all roads, all public transport in Northern Ireland. It has a superb opportunity to do it, but it needs that word that you used earlier. It needs that word creativity in there.
Yeah, but it also needs focus. My view is that there is far too... TransLink is trying to do far too much, and it's doing all of those things relatively poorly. There have been some gains, and I would give credit where it's due, particularly in terms of the train rolling stock in Belfast. But, you know, the fact is it's trying to do too much. It's not involving the private sector enough. It's over-employing. Could I just make this one point? It's over-employing, and also we've got a vast cohort of middle managers who are overpaid, who are not thinking, who are doing the job by rote. We could actually have a much more efficient, much better service if we had much more private sector involved.
Here's Ian. Morning, Ian.
And we can do early pilot studies.
Morning.
Go ahead, Ian.
Well, I was made redundant from my work, and I got a work opportunity in Belfast, so I done a wee bit of research, and it worked out that the bus was a wee bit more cheaper than using my car. So I planned my journey, got on my bus, and big sign on the bus saying free Wi-Fi. Free was a joke. I had to make telephone calls, and they come back to me. It was outsourced to a firm in Dublin. The Wi-Fi didn't work until it got to outside of Portadown, which meant then I couldn't do any work on the bus. Now, I was frustrated, but I've noticed now in the last couple of weeks...
Does the Wi-Fi ever work in any of these things? I'm constantly on trains in England where it's supposed to be free Wi-Fi, and it's never worked for me once.
I was in London at the weekend, and I travelled from Heathrow to Reading in the fantastic bus, coach and train. I mean, the Wi-Fi worked okay, so you know we can't, you know, say it doesn't work.
Yeah.
The thing that is they're advertising a product that they cannot stand over. It's not fit for purpose. They're advertising free Wi-Fi in a bus, and it's a service. So you get on the bus, and I spent over £400 on a ticket for a multi-journey, and the Wi-Fi wasn't working. Now, the bus does have advantages. You're at home on time, you leave on time, you know, so there is factors there that you can...
Get to meet strangers. Talk to strangers.
Sorry?
Get to meet strangers. Talk to...
No, you don't have to talk to anybody.
Every time my mother gets on the bus, you meet someone new. Gotta help them. All
just
right,
trying to get
Ian. Thank you.
I would like TransLink to come on and comment about the Wi-Fi, please.
All right. Well, I'll get Vinny on to that. No problem. He'll probably come back to you about in a fortnight. Knowing him. Thank you, Ian. Morning to you, Arthur Atchison, Geoffrey Peel. Thank you. Morning.